remarks of the President on the arrival of Princess Elizabeth at Washington National Airport, October 31, 1951.
And the President of the United States.
A very great pleasure for me, as the President of the United States, to welcome you to the capital of our country. And on behalf of the government and the people of the United States, I bid you a most hearty welcome. I think your visit will improve, if that's possible, the cordial relations which exist between our two great countries. And I hope that while you're here, you'll have a very enjoyable time. I was most happy to hear that the King had recovered so promptly so that you could make this trip. I remember with a great deal of pleasure the visit of the King and the Queen while I was in the United States Senate. It happened to be my privilege to be presented to them when they held a reception at the British Embassy here. I also had another very pleasant visit with the King. I'm the Renown in Plymouth Harbor, and I was on the way home from Potsdam. He had me on the elevator on the Renown for luncheon. Then he returned the call to the Augusta, and we had a most pleasant visit and conversation on world affairs as it affected Great Britain and the United States. I hope while you're here, you'll get a chance to see a great many of our people. I'm sincerely sorry that you can't go from one end of the country to the other as you did in Canada and let everybody in the country have a chance to get acquainted with you, because whenever Margaret tells me that whenever anyone becomes acquainted with you, they immediately fall in love with you. She had a most pleasant visit in England, and I hope that we'll be able to make you feel as happy as she was when she came back home from there.
It's a great pleasure, Mr. President, for my husband and me to be visiting you here in Washington. During our trip through Canada, I heard much of the warm goodwill shown by the people of the United States towards the people of Canada. And I am glad that before sailing for England, we had to have this chance of seeing at least something of the country with which the whole British Commonwealth has so many friendly ties. I know it is never possible to understand a country as great as this by visiting only its capital, even such a splendid one as Washington. But so much of the history of the United States has been enacted here, and so many memorials of your national achievements stand here, that I hope, before I leave, to see a little deeper into the sources of your great strength. Free men everywhere look towards the United States with affection and with hope. The message that has gone out from this great capital city has brought help and courage to a troubled world. In that other proud capital where I live, and in Canada from where I have just come, we also are determined to work with all our strength for freedom and for peace.
Thank you very much.